Come on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a lot to get to today. Elliot Shore Parks joins us at 11. Scott Fransky at 12 on a Fransky Friday. And we have ourselves a football game to react to, maybe overreact to. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, we had our first preseason game yesterday. Don't overreact, but we're probably going to overreact.
Yeah, don't overreact.
Yeah, we're going to definitely overreact.
Excuse me, I haven't seen a football game since February.
Yeah, we're going to overreact.
Yeah, well, it sounds like, I think the overreaction has already begun. All right, there's a lot to unpack from last night. We'll get to some of the defensive issues that we saw last night, including one player in particular that feels like we have to at least upgrade the spot or maybe change the idea of that depth chart looks like. But Hugh Douglas, we start with the good, and the good was on the offensive side of the football, and the good was with the quarterback last night. How about Tanner McKee, Hugh, a guy, and all right, I'll give it up. I mean, someone around here has been calling him the future for a while. Huh? Hugh Douglas, your guy. He is officially your guy. Tanner McKee last night didn't just play well. He lit up the Cincinnati Bengals, who played a bunch of starters, 20 of 25, 252 yards, 3 total touchdowns, including a tush-push touchdown. Hugh, what'd you think of last night, and what'd you think of your guy, Tanner McKee?
Well, I've always said he was a future.
Now, you have. Yeah.
His future, I don't know where that is, but it's always good to have a competent backup quarterback.
Totally.
And Tanner looks like he's that guy. You know, when you talk about the small sampling size that we saw last night, he did a really good job. He moved the football. He put points on the board, man, and he got the ball out of his hands quick.
Well, he did. And it's a continuation of what we've seen the last couple preseasons where I think, you know, if last night was the first time we watched the guy play, like, oh, you know, maybe there's something there. But we've seen him play a little bit the last few years, right? He was here for 3 years now, and we saw him play in the preseason a few years ago, along when it was Marcus Mariota as the backup. We saw him play last year in the preseason when it was Kenny Pickett as the backup quarterback. And then when Pickett got hurt late last season, when he had to come in for Jalen, we saw McKee play in a regular season game. So we've seen a little bit of Tanner McKee. So I don't think we were totally shocked, but watching him do it for the full half last night, and Hugh, he did a lot of good things. I mean, we're talking about a guy who pushed the ball down the field, gave his guys a chance at 50-50 balls. The other thing that is pretty noticeable about him in all the times we've watched him play, he gets the ball out of his hands quickly. I mean, there's something here. I mean, the Eagles have – this is a great job by the Eagles to find this guy in the sixth round. He did not have a decorated college career. In fact, he had a very almost forgettable college career. He didn't do anything. He barely had a 2-to-1 touchdown interception ratio. He won 6 games. Like, typically, these guys don't become good NFL quarterbacks. But right now, it looks like they have a guy that, if they needed him, could win a decent amount of football games. And Hugh Douglas, the question is this now, because you just never know in the NFL when you're going to need your backups. You're never going to know how important they're going to be. Hugh, if, and this is a hypothetical, and let's hope we never get to this point, but if...
People hate hypotheticals.
If the Eagles needed Tanner McKee to play, let's say, the entire season, do you still think they would be a playoff team? Are you confident the Eagles could be a playoff team? Is he that solid that they could be a playoff team with Tanner McKee?
I think that Tanner McKee would be good enough to make it to the playoffs, yes. But, and I know you didn't ask me this, but I'm going to tell you because I think I need to say this because I know what's about to happen.
It doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter.
All I hear is you are confident that they'd be a playoff team.
I think
with Tanner
that
McKee.
They would be a playoff team, but they wouldn't be a dynamic playoff team. Mm. They would probably be a team that gets into the playoffs and goes home in the first round.
But a playoff team.
But a playoff team.
Well, that's pretty big.
Commit.
That's pretty big,
no, I mean,
Hugh Douglas. Pretty big.
Because listen to what I'm saying, y'all, because I already know how this is going to go. I think Tanner McKee is a good football player, a good quarterback, in small sampling sizes, and I think that this offense and these players around him are good enough that you can get in the playoffs. Mm. Now, the dynamic part comes in when you get in the playoffs. I don't think that he has that he's going to get you to the promised land. I don't think he's going to do that now.
It's still pretty big to say a playoff team with a guy that has not started but one game in the NFL and really lit up a bad defense last night. Here's where I'm at. 215-592-9494. I saw something last night. Well, I saw two things. One, I saw Tanner McKee play very well, which was awesome to see. And it's great to see that we have ourselves a good backup quarterback. But I saw this last night, a poll question from our guy Jack Fritz in the afternoon show. In your opinion, how many wins would the Eagles have with McKee at quarterback this year? And he was basically asking the question in a different way than I said it, which was, you know, if he had to play the whole season. But that's what the question references. 58% of the people said 10 or 11 plus wins, like 10 or more wins. 29% voted 10, 29% voted 11 plus. That means 58% of people that on this poll, which is like 5,000 votes, thinks that Tanner McKee would lead the Eagles to a 10-7 or better record if he had to play every game this year. Look, I like what I saw last night. I like Tanner McKee, and I think he's a nice story. I think we are going way overboard, and I think that all of this reaction, and I'm not quite saying Hugh Douglas, but kind of saying Hugh Douglas, is kind of disrespectful to Jalen Hurts. We have spent the entire offseason debating how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
And every time someone says he's the 9th best quarterback or 6th best quarterback or 7th and not 1, 2, 3, or 4, people have a conniption around here. But now all of a sudden, Tanner McKee could lead them to similar success. Their win total in Vegas right now on FanDuel is 11.5. So what I'm hearing and seeing from a lot of people is that there's not really a difference between Jalen Hurts.
No,
there is. But if 58% of people think he could win 10 or 11 games, the Vegas win total is telling us that the Eagles are probably going to win about 11 games. That's mm-hmm. that's what they're projected to win.
Mm-hmm.
So if people think they'd win 10 or 11 with McKee, then the only thing I can take away from that is people are saying he could have very similar success.
Because you don't have vision.
No, I have math. I have math.
That's why I'm sitting in this chair, Joe, because, yeah, you're right. Do I think Tanner McKee can win you 10 football games? Yes, I do. Because, and I'm going off of the fact that I remember when Donovan got hurt.
Yeah.
Donovan.
You did say you're going to make up some new words.
I just made it up.
Change the man's name.
But Donovan was a dynamic quarterback.
Yes.
And when Donovan got hurt, I'll never forget it. We were in the locker room, and I remember Joe Banner comes in, and he's having a conniption because we were a playoff team.
Oh, two. You're talking about 0-2?
Yeah. And he was just like, oh, my God, what are we going to do now? You know, Coy went in.
Yeah.
And Coy gets hurt. Now A.J. Feely's in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what tends to happen is this. You knowing that your dynamic quarterback is not out there, so you elevate your game a little bit more to help make his job easier.
Sure.
And that's on the defensive side of the ball, and that's on the offensive side of the ball, because we know that he's serviceable, but he's limited in the things that he could do. Now, I feel like with his skill set and the way that they're probably going to craft this offense around him.
And the weapons he has, right.
Yes,
yeah,
they're going to make it easier for him to do that. The biggest thing that I look at when I look at the teams that we're going to face going into this season, and Tanner McKee, okay, the first thought is how many teams are going to be able to stop him from throwing the quick passing game?
Mm-hmm. Which he gets the ball out of his hands quickly, which
Tampa
is an
Bay,
asset. Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say Kansas City off the top of my head. Maybe he'll have some trouble with
Denver,
the Rams.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Rams.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you look at that. So that's what I look at when I think of that. Because this team is going to step their game up to try to protect their quarterback as much as they can, because he's not as dynamic as a Jalen Hurts.
215-592-9494. I think there's a little bit of people going overboard. I like McKee, and I think he's a good backup quarterback. But he's not Jalen Hurts, and I'm not confident the Eagles would be a playoff team if McKee had to play all the games. And I can't believe that might be the opposite of what the majority is today, because Tanner McKee has barely played in the NFL. Jalen Hurts, I actually, for everyone out there that has voted or chimed in some form on this the last couple hours, and now we're on our show, if you really believe the Eagles could win 11 or more games with Tanner McKee, what you're saying is you don't really think Jalen Hurts has that big of a role.
Yes.
In it. I mean, that's fine if you believe that.
See, you just broke it down to the...
Well, I mean, I think the whole thing is disrespectful
true.
To Jalen Hurts. I mean, that is true if people believe that. I am not confident they'd be a playoff team if it was McKee. Can I just point out a couple things? He played well last night. He throws a nice ball. He gets the ball out of his hands quickly. He was this close to two interceptions. There was one early where Johnny Wilson jumped over the corner and kind of took it out of his hands. But that ball was going into the hands of a Bengals corner. He had position.
So we got great receiver play.
Well, they got a good play by Johnny. And maybe that corner stinks.
But that's interesting.
The ball went off the Bengals corner's hands and then was taken out by Johnny Wilson. And then the second one, I mean, Ross Tucker said on the broadcast that Tanner wants that throw back. I mean, he threw it into triple coverage and the ball should have been picked off. I mean, we were this close to two picks from our guy last night, Tanner McKee. And then the whole conversation is different. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni on the performance last night of his number two quarterback.
Nick, how do you think Tanner played tonight?
Felt pretty good.
Let's see, but, you know, a little bit more as far as what he did well.
He played good. No, he did a lot of good things. Went to the right place with the football, was accurate. Ran, you know, had really good operation, him and Kevin, a lot of communication, and Scott. He did a really nice job.
Nick's been around here long enough. He's not going to add any sort of extra.
He already knew what was happening. Yeah. He knew what was happening.
Well, he could feel it.
We do this all the time. And I get it, because first preseason game, we get to see him in a small sampling size. We're excited. I still believe in Tanner McKee, no question about it. But
the future.
Unquantifiable intangibles that I always talk about, that's what Jalen has. I think this team is good enough and they have enough talent. So, yeah, you can make it to the playoffs. But you need somebody that's going to get you over the top.
Well, yeah. Well, and here's the thing. I'm not even confident they make the playoffs with Tanner McKee. He's a backup quarterback. And also, I think all the things Jalen Hurts does that we don't talk about until it's time to talk about, Tanner McKee doesn't do that. The run ability, the ability to change the play at the line of scrimmage, to get them in the right play, to freeze the defense. I mean, Tanner brings very little of that to the table. He's just a different kind of player. I think the A.J. Philly comp that Hugh made is a great one. And if we have a moment this season where Jalen misses some time, which he has missed, you know, he's missed parts of seasons all the time, right? A game here, a game there. I think they could win a few games and hold the fort with Tanner McKee. They've got something here. But the idea, if they needed Tanner for the full season, that they'd definitely be a playoff team, I don't believe that for a second. All right, can we hear Greg Cosell? He was recently on with Colin Cowherd, and he was speaking about Jalen Hurts. But really, the way he talked about Hurts and the team kind of makes you think if they had to go to a guy like McKee, how many games they could win. Here's Cosell a couple days ago.
Well, I think every quarterback, for the most part, becomes a function in many ways of their team, and Hurts is very much that kind of player. When you think about the Eagles and how they won a year ago the Super Bowl, my guess is most people, the first thing they say is not, boy, that's Jalen Hurts' team. I mean, this was a team with a running back that had a historical season. They've got the best O-line in football. They had the best defense in football. Jalen Hurts is a piece of a really good team. And they do a lot of things that are difficult to defend. But if you're comparing him to, let's say, the quarterbacks that we think of as being the elite guys that can, in a sense, be the guys that win games by themselves, he probably does not fall into that category.
Well, I agree with that, and I agree with the assessment there of Jalen Hurts and what last year was, but he does bring a lot to the table that people always want to argue with me that he brings, and I agree with a lot of that. I just think we are going a touch overboard with the Tanner McKee thing. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard here on this Friday. Right, let's talk about the game last night, the play of Tanner McKee, and in a hypothetical world, if they needed him for an entire season, are you still confident they'd be a playoff team? Hugh Douglas is. It thinks they could win about 10 games. I'm not. I'm not confident they'd win that many games if Tanner McKee had to play 17 of these. Kyle, where do you come down? It feels like an August ritual here. There's someone that pops and is a backup quarterback.
He's
Kyle,
August ritual.
Tanner time. What'd you think?
Yep. And Hugh Douglas hates Jalen Hurts.
Put the headlines up.
Clearly. Yep.
Is that what that's what I do?
What I heard you say is don't need him, can win without
that's
him.
That's what everyone's going to hear.
Tanner all the way.
I know. It's because nobody has vision.
Well, that's because we're seeing through the tape.
And you know what I realized, Joe?
Wait, what's that?
We should listen to Hugh more often.
Well, let's stop.
Tanner McKee might be the future of the NFL. No. But to be realistic, of course they'd be a playoff team with Tanner McKee. Like, have you seen this roster?
Sure, I have. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. On last year's team may have been a playoff team with Tanner McKee. We'll see what this team
is. Okay, right. But
I got corners
we'll see
out there.
The defense
torched.
Is, right. But you mentioned that, you know, some receivers are making some pretty good plays for him. And stuff like that. Like, that's how it works with the Eagles. Like, Greg Cosell said it, and, you know, Cam Newton, I know everyone was very upset with what Cam Newton said a few weeks ago, but, like, the Eagles don't require elite quarterback play to win football games.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
They just don't. And, like, you know, Tanner McKee might not be as good as Jalen Hurts.
Might not. Hold on. Might not be.
That's
not.
Yeah. Okay.
He's not.
Fine. If you want to play semantics, he's not. But could Tanner McKee do enough to get the Eagles with as good of a roster as they are to the playoffs? Of course he can. What do they ask Jalen Hurts to do? Not turn the football over. They don't need him to go out there and throw for 300, 400 yards for them to win football games.
They also ask him to run a lot. He runs a lot. Tanner McKee has very little of that ability.
I don't know if they ask him to run a lot. He does run a lot.
He provides a lot in the run game.
Sure. We did the push.
But
we did score.
I also think we overrate just how much that affects or like adds to what Saquon Barkley is able to do. Like Saquon Barkley behind this offensive line would be a outstanding running back, regardless of who's a quarterback, I think. And the fact they have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and that offensive line, of course the Eagles could win 10, 11 games with Tanner McKee at quarterback. And they're not winning the Super Bowl with Tanner McKee. But for them to be a playoff team with the way Tanner McKee plays, just get the ball to the playmakers and not turn the football over, like, that's a no-brainer. Of course they would be a playoff
team. Yeah, it's not a no-brainer for me. In fact, I'm not even confident they would do anything like that. Again, their win total on FanDuel is 11.5. So the idea they just would win 11 games with Tanner McKee basically is saying Jalen Hurts is a half a win. I don't believe that. As much as I try to infuse some reality to the Jalen Hurts conversation, he's a very good NFL quarterback. I had him ranked the sixth best quarterback in the whole NFL. Tanner McKee's not even a starter yet. Now, as Hugh has mentioned, he might be a team starter one day. I think there's an A.J. Feely thing to this. Mm-hmm. But I've seen this before. I mean, was it 7 years ago? Nate Sudfeld was the team's number two or three, and he was lighting up the preseason. He was like, oh, my goodness, maybe the Eagles have another starting quarterback. Yeah, he wasn't. I like McKee. Feels a little overboard. I mean, 58% on Jack's poll think 10 or 11 wins. You guys are nuts. 215-592.
They're all frauds, by the way.
Well, I know, because that means
total frauds.
Those, what that is saying is you don't believe in Jalen.
It might not be they don't believe in Jalen, but it's
they don't think he's that.
They
important.
Don't think he's as good as they pretended that he was all season. All
right,
season.
There's something that doesn't add up to me. If you are saying Julio, you're an idiot. It's the second best quarterback in the NFL, or wherever you want to put him, Allen, Burrow, whatever. But then at the same time say, yeah, they could win almost as many games with Tanner McKee.
No, see, I think this is the way I looked at it when the question was presented to me. You said, could he make it to the playoffs? Yes. Could he win you a Super Bowl? Nah. He's not doing that. Like that's the difference for me in Tanner McKee. Can he get us in the big dance? Can he get us to the playoffs and be a playoff team? No question.
Yeah,
I think
I'm
he can
not
do
even
that.
Sure of that. I mean,
I don't think he can get, like, some of the things that,
man,
like, Jalen did some things last year that kind of flew. Like, you could say, if you want to make that argument, that he had probably two or three good games the whole season.
Like high-level games. Yeah, with some Bengals game, Steelers game.
But one of those high-level games was the Super
Bowl.
Well,
it was, yeah.
I don't think you get that from Tanner McKee.
Look, I think in a short sample, Tanner is going to be an asset to the Eagles. I mean, he already is an asset as a very cheap and under control backup quarterback. But the idea that all of a sudden he could come in and they could replicate the wins, I think is actually a slight to Jalen Hurts. And I think we're going a little overboard with our guy Tanner McKee. Where do you come down after last night? 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown starts us off,
Chris,
on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Fransky Friday, man.
It's a Fransky Friday. It's Tanner time. We got a lot going on. Chris, what are you feeling?
Guys, two main takeaways I had. So what we saw last night was so amazing. First of all, we saw that we do have a replacement for Cooper returning the kicks. And that was just absolutely amazing to watch that we got another returner.
Anaya Smith?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, Chris, before you go on, I'm happy that he did that, because we were having a little debate on the pregame show last night of whether or not Cooper DeJean should return punts. And I want Cooper nowhere near punt returns. He's way too valuable on defense to get him hurt on punt returns. So, Anais, you could do that. I like that.
Yeah. Guarantee you, again, I've been told this by a very reliable source, he's not returning punts. But let's move on, because the big topic, the big topic and the big story of the night is the fact that, guys, how he did it again. He found another diamond in the rough, like another 5K stone out there. Guys, Tanner McKee showed the entire NFL last night that he's legit. The kid can spin the ball. And it's hard to see that, like, this guy isn't valuable. Like, I don't know, Joe, I don't know where the hell you're coming from this morning. Like, this offense is not that complex. You don't turn over the ball, and you just take the snap, and you turn around, and you hand it to
He threw two passes that hit Bengals defenders in the arms.
It's not hard to hand the ball off, Joe.
We were this close to two picks last night. Look, I like him as a backup quarterback, but if those two passes end up were caught by the Bengals, this is a totally different conversation.
I think what we got here is we got a 1A, 1B situation.
Oh, no.
Now, depending on your feelings, here's how I foresee this. So, Joe, I think where you're at, it's kind of like a Jimmy Garoppolo to Tom Brady type of situation. We can win with him because the team is that good and everything else around him is that good. And if he plays within the system, he can win. He just can't be great. And I think that's kind of how you feel, correct?
I mean, it's a pretty big leap to go Jalen equals Brady and Tanner
really.
McKee equals Garoppolo. But all right, I guess yeah. I see your point on this. Yeah, okay.
No,
it's a big leap. And it's a big leap. Jalen's not in Tom Brady's league yet. And Chris, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo went to a Super Bowl. Tanner McKee just beat up the Bengals for a half in the preseason.
Slow down before you throw shade on my take, okay? Mm-hmm. All right.
I mean, I like the analogy. Go ahead.
Let it ferment, all right? Or maybe he's Brady to Bledsoe, and you're just seeing the early stages.
Either way,
Howie's phone is going to be ringing off the hook today because everybody wants to get on push, M-C-K-E-E, McKinnon.
Did I just hear the Brady Bledsoe thing? Is that the comp that I just heard?
Yes, you did.
Is he trying to tell me that Jalen Hurts is true Bledsoe and we have
football's back, baby.
Tom Brady and Tanner McKee?
Is back.
You guys are all officially out of your mind. Out of your minds.
This is what we do.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I got to be the voice of reason here. Again, I don't want to knock Tanner McKee. This is a great development story. And the fact that they found a quarterback in the sixth round that could be a cost control backup, and I think it helped them win a few games if Jalen went down. That's great. But the idea that they'd be close to the same team. My prediction in May when the schedule came out was 11-6 for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll win 11 or 12. That's kind of where I've been sitting, and I'll make a final prediction, as we all will, before the season. The gap between Tanner McKee and Jalen isn't just a game or two. It's bigger than that. Derek and Paoli, what's up, Derek?
Thank you for speaking with a brain, bro. Let me just cook for 1 second, right? A lot of people will be saying, like, Philadelphia fans are delusional, right? And I'm a diehard Eagles fan, right? But for us to just get on here, like you're saying, 58% of the people, right? Like, all I heard all offseason is the Eagles schedule was so tough, mm-hmm. right? We got all these gauntlets. We don't have back-to-back home games, right? We go, and like you said, Tanner McKee, I would be a fool to say he didn't look good last night. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
But to just say that, we could just plug him in there, right? Johnny Wilson looked good too, right?
Plug him in for AJ, right? Good point, yeah.
Yeah. Right? The other little young boy receiver.
Darius Cooper, yeah. Put Darius
right?
Cooper
so
in for
away, take away Dr. Devontae Smith.
Yep.
It's just like, and I'm not one of these top five. I don't even do all that with quarterbacks because it's all on, you know, opinions and what you want to look for, this and that. But I just feel like it'd just be a lot of shade with Hurts, man. And it's like we taking this team
That's
for
right
granted
here.
To say that we can plug in Tanner McKee. It's a whole different story when you're not the man. When you become the man and everybody gunning for you and coming at you, it's a little bit different type of pressure. You understand what I'm saying?
But of course it is.
Tanner McKee against the 30th ranked defense with half their starters, right? So if the guys that don't start, imagine how good they aren't. You understand what I'm saying? On a 30th ranked defense. So I just feel like, do I have confidence in our backup? Absolutely. But I can't see him leading us to 10 or 11 wins. If that's the case, save some money and send her somewhere else then.
Well, Derek, like, that's a fair point. What was the point of paying? Derek,
crazy.
good phone call. What's the point of paying her? I mean, so I just thought of this. I'm going to quickly go through this.
Mm-hmm.
If Tanner McKee had to start all year, how many games would he be the best quarterback on the field? Dallas, no. Kansas City, no. Rams, no. Tampa Bay, no. Denver, no. Giants, probably. Minnesota, probably not. Giants, yes. All right, so that's two games. Packers, no. Lions, no. Cowboys, no. Bears, no. Chargers, no. Raiders, no. Commanders, no. He'd be the best quarterback on the field twice.
Are we sure that Jalen's the best quarterback on the field in all this?
But he's closer. He's closer at least even
okay.
in some
of those
games.
I'm just wondering.
Well, he's better than Geno Smith. All right, 215-592-9494. You guys are wild today. Would the Eagles be a playoff team? Are you confident? Because, you know, anything could happen. We see Matt Castle take over for Brady and they got to the playoffs. But are you confident the Eagles would be a playoff team and a 10-plus win team if they needed to use McKee all season? I am not. Hugh Douglas.
Yeah.
Tanner McKee guy. The future, he says.
Yeah.
He's confident.
I believe he can.
Yeah, we'll hear from Tanner himself after last night. And we'll have some fun with a Tri-Day Friday coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.